Shalom to all. On today's Afiyah Mishnah, we're going to learn Sechas Tamura, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad, all the way through Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. On to Mishnah Dalad, Hamavsh Chatos Soy, Varei Balas Mom. Let's say he designated his carbon chatos and it became a Balas Mom afterwards, meaning after he designated it, it developed a Mom. Moichra, he sells it, Vyavim Malacharez, and he just used that money for a different chatos. Rablazar Rab Shimon Aymer, Rablazar son of Rab Shimon, he says, Im Karva Shnia, Achel Lonish Chatar Rishoino, Tomos. If the second one was brought before the first one was shechted, so then it has to be left to die, Shekvar Kippur Bailim. Because according to Blazer Reb Shimon, this is considered like the owner had already received his kapara from a different animal, and that first one, even though it can't be brought as a chatos because it has a mum, it still is considered a chatos shekipur ba'alel and has to be left to die. Now this parak begins talking about something interesting. We know that a firstborn male animal, from a kosher animal that is, automatically has a status of a bechar, a firstborn, and it has to be given to a kohen. The kohen brings it as a karbon. If it has a mum, if it has a blemish, so the kohen eats it just regular by himself, puts it in his Shabbos chal, whatever it is. But the bottom line is, the moment the animal is born, it automatically is considered a bechar. So here the Mishnah tells us, Ketzad ma'arimin al bechar, how could a person make a trick and have it turn out that this firstborn animal doesn't have the status of a bechar? The answer is, mevakeres shayos meuberes. Let's say it has mevakeres, which is meuberes. That means it's a mother animal that had not yet given birth, and that's why it's being called mevakeres, because when it gives birth to the first animal, it's going to be a bechar, and it's meuberes, it's pregnant right now. Omer, the owner could say, mashib me'eha shalzu, whatever's in the stomach of this animal, im zachar, Eilah. If it's going to be a male, I want it to be a carbon Eilah. So Yalda Zachar, when it gives birth to a male, Yikrav Eilah. It's brought as a carbon Eilah, and it's not a Bechar. And that's because it only receives its Kedushas Bechar when it's born. But he's actually able to give it Kedushas Eilah while it's still in its mother's stomach. So that means it became an Eilah before it became a Bechar. And Eilah trumps Bechar. So therefore, it's actually brought as an Eilah, and it's not given to the kohen as a Bechar. Now we have another situation. This is not referring to a Bechar. Let's say he has an animal, which is a Chatos. And we know the child born to a Chatos has to be left to die, and he doesn't want that to happen. So he says as follows, V'im nekeva, if this animal gives birth to a female, zivchei shlamim, I want it to be a shlamim. So yalda nekeva, tikrav shlamim. If it gives birth to a nekeva, it's brought as a shlamim. Now let's say he says regarding his pregnant animal, im zachar oila, im nekeva zivchei shlamim. If it's a male, it should be an oila. If it's a female, it should be a shlamim. Now let's say yalda zachar unekeva, I give birth to two babies, a male and a female. So zachar yikrav oila, v'nekeva tikrav shlamim. The male is brought as an oila, and the female is brought as a shlamim. Moving on to Mishnah Beis with more situations, yalda shnei zacharim, let's say give birth to two males, so echad man yikrav oila, one of them is brought as oila, v'asheni yimachar l'chayvei oila v'dam of chulin. The second one is sold to people who need to bring carbon oila, but the money is actually chulin. That's because this person only designated one animal as oila. He only said that if it's a male, it's an oila. Now it turned out that there was two babies, two animals, two males, and so one of them, of course, is going to be brought as an oila, but the other one, since he never intended for it to be an oila, it's technically considered chulin. However, since it is officially designated as an oila, it has to be sold to somebody who needs a carbon oila, but that money could be put into the fellow's pocket. It's regular chulin, it doesn't have any kedusha. Similarly, let's say yalda shtei nekevos, it gave birth to two females, achas man tikrav shlamim, so one of them has to be brought as a shlamim, because again, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, he had said if it's a female, it should be a shlamim, so one of them is a shlamim, vashnia timachal chayvei shlamim v'demei chulin, and the second one is sold to people who need a carbon shlamim, and its money just has the status of chulin. Here we have an interesting case, yalda tumtum androgynous. Let's say the baby animal that was born was a tumtum or androgynous. A tumtum is either a person or an animal that has a piece of skin covering over their genitalia, so we don't know what they are. We don't know if it's a female or male. And an androgynous is the opposite; it has both male and female genitalia. So Shimon Gamliel Eimer, he says, "Ain kedusha chal alein." There's no kedusha on them whatsoever, not oila or shlamim. And we continue with more cases. Eimer, if a person says, "Vlad shel zu oila v'hi shlamim devarv kayamim," has a chulin animal in front of him, and he says that its child, it was pregnant, obviously, and he says the fetus inside, the child inside, should be an oila, and it itself should be a shlamim, meaning he at the same time was designating the mother animal as a shlamim, so that's perfectly fine, that works. However, what about the following? The fellow said as follows, he shlamim uvlada oila. It itself, meaning the mother animal should be a shlamim, and the child should be an oila. So actually, harezu vlad shlamim, it's the child of a shlamim, divrei Rameir, that's Rameir's opinion. And this is because Rameir holds the first lashon rishon, that we follow the first lashon that he said, and the first thing that he expressed was that the mother is a shlamim. And that means that since the mother is a shlamim, he can't now say that the baby's an oila. It just doesn't work like that. Therefore, this is considered the child of a shlamim. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi says that no, that was his intention the entire time, that he wanted the mother to be a shlamim and the child to be an oila. Well, since he's simply not able to call it two different names at once, only Hashem could say shamar v'zachar v'dibur echad, but humans are not able to do that. So what do you want him to say? This is a very normal thing to express, that the mother is a shlamim and the child's an oila, and therefore dvarav kayamim, it works like that. And this is because Rabbi Yossi argues with their mayor, and he holds that afig mar dvarav Adam Nitvas, that even with the second part of a statement, we hold on to that, not just Tfais Lashon Rishon like Rav Meir, we even follow the second part of the statement, so therefore we look at both of them as valid statements, and therefore the mother's a Shlomim and the child's an Oyla. However, says Rabbi Yosef, Im Misha Amar Harezu Shlomim, if when he said this is a Shlomim, then Nimlach, he changed his mind, and he's like, you know what, I kind of want the child to be an Oyla, V'Amar, so then he said, Uvlad Oyla, the child should be an Oyla, so Harei Uvlad Shlomim, it's just considered a Vlad Shlomim, and it's not an Oyla, because he never had that intention in the first place. Now we move on to Mishnah Dalid, going back to discuss Tamura, but we have a similar Machlaikas from Meir and Rabbi Yosi. Let's say a person had an animal of Chul in front of him, and he said, Harezu Tamuras Oyla Utamuras Shlomim. This is the Tamura of an Oyla and a Shlomim. He's trying to make it the Tamura of two different animals. Harezu Tamuras Oyla, it's just the Tamura of an Oyla, Divra Meir, that's Rameir's opinion, and that's again because Rameir holds Tfais Lashon Rishon, we just follow the first Lashon. However, Amar Rabbi Yosi once again says over here, Imlachin is Chavim Mitchila, if that was his original intention, Oyl V'yev Shalik Roshnei Shemes Kachas, since he's not able to say both shames at the same time, so Dvar Kayamun is actually valid, and half of this is Tamura Oyla and half it's Tamura Shlomim. However, Vim Shaamar Tamura's Oyla, if when he said his first Lashon, that's the Tamura of an Oyla, then Nimlach, he changed his mind, and Va'amar he said, Tamura Shlomim, it's also Tamura of a Shlomim, Harizu Tamura's Oyla, it's just the Tamura of an Oyla, and not the Tamura of both. And now Mishnah Hay tells us something very important, something we haven't had until now, which is what's the proper Lashon for Tamura? So let's say the person said, Harizu Tachazu, Tamurazu, Chalufazu, this one is in place of this, this is an exchange for this, or it's a Chalipin, which is another Lashon of an exchange for this. So Harezu Tamura, that's a valid Lashon of Tamura, and he's affected it. And now the second animal is also Kadosh, and he's also going to get Malkas. However, let's say he uses this Lashon, Zu Mechuleles Alzu. This is Mechulal onto this. Ain't a Tamura, it's not Tamura. And that's because a Lashon of Mechulal is like a Lashon of Pidyon, of redemption. That's when you're taking the Kedusha off of one thing and putting it onto something else. We find this Lashon often by, let's say, Maaser Sheni, where a person is taking the Kedusha off of the Maaser Sheni fruits and putting it onto money. And so that works only when we're able to take the Kedusha off of something and put it onto something else. But with Tamura, we're not being paid to it, we're not transferring his Kedusha, and therefore his Lashon just simply doesn't work. Now let's say, Vimhaya Hektish Bal Mum, this animal that he was saying this to was a Hektish animal that had a Mum, so Yaitse L'Chulin, it actually does become Chulin, because an animal that's Hektish that has a Mum is able to be redeemed, so now the Hektish animal becomes Chulin, and the new animal becomes Kaidesh. Now let's say the value of the Chulin animal was less than the Kaidesh animal, so if it's Tzarech Lasus Damim, he has to add on some money so that Hektish doesn't lose out. So for example, if the original Hektish animal was worth $100 and the one he was just mechalal its kedusha onto was only worth $90, so he has to add on $10 out of pocket. On to Mishnah Vav with more scenarios. Let's say a person has an animal in front of him and he says, Harezu tachas chatos v'tachas oyla, that this is in places of a carbon chatos or it's in place of a carbon oyla. Lo'er Mekolmi didn't say anything because he didn't have a chatos in front of him. He just said a general statement that this should be in place of a carbon chatos, but there's no carbon chatos here, so the animal is nothing. It's just a plain old chulin animal still. But let's say he says, tachas chatos zu v'tachas oyla zu. He has a chatos or an oyla in front of him and he says, this chulin animal should be in place of this chatos or in place of this oyla. So of course that works. Or let's say he says, tachas chatos v'tachas oyla shesh b'soich habayis, that this animal should be in place of the chatos or oyla that I have in my house, and hayolai, if he has one in his house, dvar of kayamin, so this one works because he has a chatos or oyla. Now let's say, im amar al behema tameya, he said about a non-kosher animal, he said about his horse, or of al balas mum, about a kosher animal that has a mum, hare elu oyla, this is an oyla. Lo'er Mekolmi didn't say anything, because obviously non-kosher animals aren't able to be brought as karbanos, and neither is a kosher animal that has a mum. So his statement is absolutely nothing, nothing's kaddish over here. However, let's say he looked at one of these animals and he said, hare elu li oyla, that these are four in oyla, so that works, because he's basically saying, I'm going to somehow use this, or its value, as a carbon oyla, and therefore, yimachru v'yavi b'dmeim oyla, he has to sell them and use that money to buy a carbon oyla. And the Mishnah tells us, kol asurin al gav mizbeach, oisurin kol shehen, any animal which is asur to be brought as a carbon, they asur even the slightest amount, which means if this animal gets mixed up with even 1,000 other animals, there's no bittul whatsoever, and all the animals here are not to be used as carbonos. So here the Mishnah has a whole list. Harivea v'anirva, these are animals that are involved in an act of bestiality with a person, either lived with a female or a man lived with it. Another one, v'amukta v'anevad, this is the same category as well. This has to do with avodah zarah, as we're going to see a little bit later. The esnanu mechir, this is also one category. We're going to explain these later on as well in the Mishnah. Another category is v'hakalayim, an animal that was born from a forbidden mixture of parent animals, meaning he bred two animals that are not allowed to be together. For example, a male goat with a female sheep. V'atrefa, an animal that has the status of a trefa. This is one of many different health defects that officially renders it a trefa. It can't be brought as a carbon. And v'yotzei daifen, if it was born by way of cesarean section, meaning it wasn't born the normal way, rather the mother's stomach had to be cut open, and that's why the animal was born, it cannot be brought as a carbon. Here the Mishnah clarifies, ezu mukta, what exactly is mukta? That's how mukta al-vayda zara, it was designated to be used as a avod zar for a carbon. So hu asur, it itself is asur, whereas umash olav mutter, whatever was on it is mutter. For example, if it has a saddle or something else on it, that's 100% mutter, that's fine. Whereas ezu nevad, what does that mean? Nevad, kol she ovden isai, that's if they served this animal as avod zar itself. So hu umash olav asur, it, and whatever's on it is asur. However, zevzem mutar machila, both of these animals, mukta and nevad, are permitted to be eaten by regular person, they just can't be brought as karbanos. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, now we discuss the next category, ezu esnan. What exactly is esnan? This is actually the Torah tells us about ha'aymer lezoyna. If a person tells a zoyna, a prostitute, hey lach tala zeh b'scharech, here, take this sheep for your services, afilu mea, even if he ended up giving her 100 sheep, kulan asruin, all their ma'aser, because they all fit under this title of esnan zoyna. Now what about the following case? V'chein amr l'chaveh, a person tells his friend, hey lach tala zeh v'ton shifchascha etzal avdi, take this sheep and send your shifcha, your non-Jewish maidservant, and have her live with my eved ivri. Now we know that a Jewish eved, there are certain situations he's allowed to live with a non-Jewish shifcha, but that's only if, when he became an eved ivri, he had a wife and children already. But if he did not have a wife and children, so then he's not allowed to live with a shifcha. And that's the situation we're talking about over here, where his master gave a sheep or goat or something like that to somebody else to send his shifcha over to be with the eved and produce a little avadim for him. So Rabbi says, Eina esnan, that's not considered esnan, whereas v'cham say esnan, that is considered esnan, and that animal would be usur. Now the first mission of the paragraph, we listed a number of different animals that they are usur to brought as carbonis, and if they got mixed up even with 1,000 other animals, all of them are usur to brought as carbonis, and one of them was mechir kelev. Says Mishnah Ezu mechir kelev. What does it mean? Is mechir kelev? It's the price of a dog. Says ha'imil chaveroi. If a person tells his friend, hey lach tla zeh tachas kelev zeh, take this sheep in place for your dog. That's an exchange of the sheep for the dog. That sheep is not to be used as a carbon. Now v'chein shnei shutim shalchalku. Same thing with two partners that divided a whole bunch of things that they owned together. Let's say they had 19 sheep and one dog. Echad natal asarav, echad natal tishav v'kelev. One of them took 10 sheep, the other one took 9 and a dog. So shekeneged akelav asurim, sheim akelav mutarim. The ones that correspond to the dog, they're all asur, whereas the ones that are with the dog, they're mutter. So let's say we have Reuven and Shimon are partners, they're dividing their 19 sheep and a dog. Reuven takes 10 of the sheep and Shimon takes 9 and a dog. So all the 9 sheep that Shimon took are perfectly fine because none of them are considered a mechir kelev. Whereas all the 10 that Reuven took are asur, because we don't say that one sheep is corresponding to the dog and the other 9 are fine. We say that a little bit of the value of the dog is in each one of the sheep that he received, so actually all 10 of them are usur. Now in the previous case we discussed esnan zayna, and here we had mechir kelev. So what about the opposite? Esnan kelev u'mechir zayna. Haril mutarin, these are mutar. Esnan kelev would be where he gives a sheep to his friend and says, send your dog over to me for the night. Mechir zayna is where he gives a zayna a sheep and he says, you come to my house and be my shifcha. So in these situations, the animals are permitted to be used as karbanos. Shemar calls the pasuk by esnan zayna mechir kelev says as follows, ki toivas Hashem alekecha gam shneihem. Now the word shneihem is understood to mean as shnayim heim. And that tells us that shnayim, there's only two cases that are asur, the ones that are listed in the pasuk, esnan zayna and mechir kelev, v'loy arba, and not 4 cases. So esnan kelev and mechir zayna are mutter. And also, Vlad is saying the children of these animals, meaning even though an esnan zayna mechir kelev are asur, if that animal gave birth to a child, mutarim, that child is mutter to be as a karbon, shnayim, because the pasuk says, hein. As we just said before, it says, shneihem, so hem is hein, that means them, and that tells us, v'loy de sehen, only they are asur, but not a child born to them. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, nason laksafim, let's say a person gave money to a zayna, and he said, this is your payment, harei mutarin. That money is mutter, meaning it could be used to purchase an animal, and that animal is allowed to be used as a karbon. The isur is only if he gave her an animal. Similar to this, yenes shman muslasois, if instead of giving her an animal or money, he gave her wine, oil, or flour, and for that matter, v'chol davar shekiyotze by karbal gam mizbeach, if he gave her anything that's able to be brought on the mizbeach, usur, so it's usur to be used, and that's because it's not limited to an animal, it just means something that could be used on the mizbeach, and we know that wine is part of the mizbeach, and oil and flour are used as part of karbonis mincha, and therefore, if he gave her anything for her services, it's not allowed to be used. Now, what about the following? Nasala Mugdashin. Let's say he gave her something that was already hektish. He already had an animal that was designated to be used as a carbon, and he gave that to her for services. Harei l'mutarin, they're permitted. And that's based on Josh and the Pasuk. Now, what about the following? Eifais. Let's say he gave her a bird. So, harei l'asurin, that is usur to be used. And the chiddush in this is Shahaya Badin, that actually there would be a logical progression to say that if he gave her a bird for her services, it's not usur to be used as a carbon. Why is that? Because my Mugdashin, just like we said before, by Mugdashin, something that was already designated as a carbon. Shamo mum paisel bahen, we know that if this has a mum, if it has a blemish, that's possible, can't be used as a carbon. Whereas ein esan mechir chal alehen, the isra of esan mechir does not apply to them. While oifais, birds, she'ena mum paisel bahen, we know that there's many mumen that do not possible birds, they possible animals, but not birds. So ein abedin, shalehe esan mechir chal alehen, shouldn't we say for sure that esan mechir is not chal on them? And if a person did esnan or mechir of a bird, that's not possible for the mizbeach, that makes sense to say. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Tamalam, the pasuk tells us, l'chol neder, and what does this tell us? L'havias ha'if, this includes a bird, that the isra of esnan and mechir does apply to it. And the Mishnah tells us, kol asur agam mizbeach, anything which is asur to be put on the mizbeach, as we discussed previously, all these different animals are not allowed to be karbonos, so vlad sein mutarin, any children born to these animals are mutar. However, vlad trefa, what about a child born to an animal that's a trefa? So Rebbe Elazar says, loyikrav agam mizbeach, it's not allowed to be brought in the mizbeach, whereas Rechamim Yikrav Lacham say is allowed to, and their argument is where the baby is considered to be part of the mother, and if it is, then since the mother is a trefa, so the baby's a trefa as well. Whereas again, the Chamim argue with that. He says another thing regarding a trefa, a kosher, perfectly fine animal that nursed from a trefa, it's possible to be on his back at least for the next 24 hours. That's because its sustenance is from this problematic milk, and so we'd have to wait at least 24 hours until that milk goes out of its system, or only then it'd be allowed to be brought. Lastly, says the Mishnah, called contribution as a trefa, any animals, any kachim that were designated to Mizbeach that became a trefa, ain't paidinai son, they're not allowed to be redeemed. You can't transfer their kedusha onto money. Why is that? She ain't paidinai kachim lachil laklavim. We're not allowed to redeem kachim just in order to be able to feed it to dogs. Very often, when kachim becomes possible, that's an issue that it can't be brought on the Mizbeach. For example, it gets a mum, it breaks its leg or something like that, so it can't be brought on the Mizbeach as a carbon, but it's still allowed to be eaten by a regular person, and therefore we could be paidinai. We could redeem or transfer its kedusha onto money. But over here, a trefa is not to be eaten. The only thing we could do is give it to dogs. And there's a din that we're not paid the hektish just to give that hektish animal to dogs. Therefore, we can't be paid this animal, which is a trefa. Moving on to Parak Zayin, we continue with this theme. Yash b'kachim mizbeach, masha'im b'kachim b'alei kabayas, yash b'kachim b'alei kabayas, masha'im b'kachim mizbeach. There's certain chumras that we find with kachim mizbeach, animals that are dedicated to be karbanas, and we do not find these chumras with kachim b'alei kabayas. That's something that's just donated to the Beis HaMikdash. For example, an animal that's donated to be used for the Beis HaMikdash upkeep fund, there's certain chumras that we find b'kachim mizbeach over b'alei kabayas, and the other way around as well, there's certain chumras that we find b'kachim b'alei kabayas over kachim mizbeach. So we discussed the first one first. Shekachim mizbeach oisin tamura. Some of its kachim mizbeach, it could affect tamura, as we learned about in this whole masechta. V'chavon alim mishum pigol noiser v'tamei. A woman be chayef for pigol noiser v'tamei. Pigol is when the carbon is shechted, when tension and someone's going to be eaten beyond the time it's allowed to. Noiser is when the meat is actually left over beyond the time it's allowed to be eaten. Tamei means if a person's tamei, he's not allowed to eat kachim. And all these are very chamer, but they only apply to kachim mizbeach. Also, vladim chalavan asr l'achar pidyaynom. Even if kachim mizbeach become possible for mizbeach, and then we redeem them, which has really kedusha onto money. Still, the animal retains some sort of kedusha to it, to the extent that the child and its milk is not allowed to be eaten like regular. And v'hashoich tamachotz, as someone shechses kachim mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash chayiv, he'd be chayiv for that. That's a chiv karis. It's very chomer. And also v'ein nosim mehem l'uman b'scharon. Any craftsmen that come to the Beis HaMikdash to do work and now they need to get paid, we're not allowed to pay them with kachim mizbeach. Mashen ki b'kachim b'alei kabayas. This does not apply. Meaning none of these things that we mentioned apply to kachim b'alei kabayas. Now the previous mission we have mentioned, there are certain things by kachim b'alei kabayas, namely an animal is designated to be a carbon. There's chumers over there over kachim b'alei kabayas, and there's also chumers of kachim b'alei kabayas over kachim mizbeach. So here we move on to the second discussion. The Mishnah tells us yesh b'kachim b'alei kabayas, ma she'ein b'kachim mizbeach. There's certain chumers by kachim b'alei kabayas that don't apply to kachim mizbeach, and that is shestamik deshel b'alei kabayas. When a person just simply makes something hektish, he takes something and dedicates it as hektish, and he doesn't say what type of hektish it is. Automatically, that goes to b'alei kabayas, not to the mizbeach. Also, hektish b'alei kabayas chal l'kol. Hektish b'alei kabayas could take effect on anything, not just an animal. It could be on a book or a chair or table or your lawnmower or a car. And umaylin begidu lehen, one could be over me'ila, which is the isser of misappropriating hektish and using it for your own benefit. Then he would be over me'ila even with that which comes from it. For example, milk that comes from a cow that's kachay b'alei kabayas, or eggs that come from a chicken that's b'alei kabayas. That's considered something coming from it. One is over me'ila in those things as well. And furthermore, ve'ein b'hem anol kehanim, the kehanim don't have any benefit from it. Karbonos kehanim have benefit from. They get a part of a lot of the karbonos which they can use for themselves. Kachay b'alei kabayas, kehanim don't get any benefit from. And moving on to Mishnah Gimel, here we have similarities between the two of them. Echad kachim mizbeach ve'echad kachim b'alei kabayas, whether it's kachim mizbeach or kachim b'alei kabayas, ain't mishan oisim kedusha l'kedusha. We can't change them from one kedusha to another. For example, if we have an animal that's dedicated as a carbon, we can't change it to be a different carbon, and you also can't change it and say that now it's b'alei kabayas, and if it's b'alei kabayas, you can't now dedicate it as a carbon. However, makdishan oisim hektish eloi, they could have a hektish of eloi, of evaluation. This is even though the animal is supposed to be used as a carbon, he's still able to be makdish it and say that he's going to give its value to b'alei kabayas, and then he would have to give its value, not the animal itself, but its worth to b'alei kabayas. And by the same token, Tokas as Mishnu Machrimin Aysan, one could be Machrimit, which is basically dedicating it to Kaihanim, and here also, if it's Kachim by the Kabayas or Kachim Mizbeach, he's not going to give the animal itself, but he's going to give the value to the Kaihanim. And also, says Mishnah, Vimesu Kaveru, if they die, they have to be buried. There's no benefit that could be had from either of these at all. We can't evaluate how much they're worth, be paid to that, and then use the dead animal, let's say to feed it to the dogs, it has to be buried. However, Rav Shimon argues and he says, Kachim by the Kabayas, Imesu Yipadu, with Kachim by the Kabayas in specific, if they die, they are able to be buried. Just not Kachim Mizbeach, but Kachim by the Kabayas. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalid. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.